This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. We'll let you know that the first part of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And they're located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. And Melissa Warren's business, they take care of you if you're no longer able to handle the normal duties of your home and you're getting worried that you're going to have to move out and maybe have to go somewhere else. Don't worry about it any longer. Just give them a call at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com. And they come into your home 24/7, take care of all the responsibilities inside, run errands for you. All you really have to do is just enjoy your retirement and enjoy life. And if that sounds good to you, be sure to give them a call. It's 713-4639. I have Susan Turner Taylor on today. And, of course, anybody in the class of, is it 62?
Class of 62.
Which is one of the better classes ever at Murfreesboro Central. Really, it doesn't hold a candle to the class of 59. We all know that.
That's right. It was a good class, though. In fact, I think if you ever heard of the movie American Graffiti, Were you in 62?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, we were the movie.
That was about you guys.
That was about us, right.
You know, if you've never been to a class reunion, first of all, shame on you, because it's one of the most fun things that you'll ever do. We went to my wife's class reunion. Unfortunately, she graduated in Cookeville at the Central there. But I knew maybe two people. But I had as much fun as anybody listening to those great stories about some of their classmates, what they did during that time, and also about some of the teachers and some of the flaws and some of the positive things about right. the teachers. And they just let it all out, and it was just absolutely a great experience.
Well, sometimes you wonder how we actually got through the 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Some things we did then, and quite frankly, you can't get by with doing some of those things now because mm-hmm. they have laws in mm-hmm. place now that yeah. take care of them. But we've had just as much fun getting ready for this reunion. We're looking at having some people come back this year that have never mm-hmm. been to a reunion. We've tried to have a reunion every 5 years. Every mm-hmm. 10 years, the 10th year, we always do something a little special. Every 5 years, we try to do something just like a potluck mm-hmm. or something with local people. But this one, we've tried to reach as many people as possible. Right now, we still have about 20 people that we had not had good addresses yeah. on. We've had 223 in the class. We've had 26 that we've lost, 26 mm-hmm. deceased, and we've had right now 20 that we don't have, that we've had their addresses returned. But we're hoping, we've got different ways we've caught some of them that we had never reached before. So we've got people coming that have never been before, and I think they're going to find they really enjoy it.
Well, it looks like with the communications that you will have and have had, that almost everybody would be able to be reached, because there's always a certain amount of communication between individuals in a class, and that's one of the hardest things to do. Though we've had the same problem,
some we've
trying
never
to locate,
heard from.
Right?
Yeah, some we've never heard.
And
from.
How in the world did they just drop off the face of the earth?
Probably a lot like ours. We had people that went; their fathers were at the military out at Seward mm-hmm. Air Force Base, and when they left and went back to wherever they came from or families came from, a lot of them just never made contact again. Hmm. And so those probably, we may have about five, that is one of the reasons, you know, we've never been able to we've tried every kind of Google and everything, you know, to try to reach them. But now we do have, we built a good database this time so that, and everybody that comes to the reunion is going to get a flash drive with all the database on it.
Oh, wow.
So that has, you know, who your kids are, your family, your how to contact you. We have more email addresses this time, which has been really good, and we try to send out things to everybody, letting them know what's going on with the reunion. And that's generated more interest. I mean, even the people who are in, we have some in Texas, some in Florida, people that are away, because we're keeping them connected, they feel like they're part of the reunion. So we're looking for a good time. So,
you know, And I'll bet you it's the same way with your class. Every reunion that we've had, some of the ones that do not come are people who live right here in Rutherford County.
Right.
And I never understood that, because the relationships between students in a school, especially one like Murfreesboro Central, they are so close. I don't see how they could break the bonds that drew each other together back then, because you went through the same trials and tribulations and the fun and all that.
And now, you know, we're all at sort of a point, and it's been 50 years, and everybody really just enjoys getting together. I mean, you don't care who's making $1 million, who's doing what. It's just fun to reconnect and have the good relationships. And one thing, sort of a sad story, we had a couple of fellows that were in our class that were twins, and it was the 35th or 40th reunion was the first one they came to, and they were within 50 miles of Murfreesboro.
Wow.
And after they came to that reunion, both of them said they'd never miss another one. And unfortunately, both of them died within 5 years, and so they never got to come to another one. And so, you know, for that reason, you know, you think it's really, really nice to get back and be with friends and people that you know care about you. And I think that's the way we feel. You know, we're hoping to have, you know, people come that have never been to a reunion.
You know, once we get at our age, we're a little bit more vulnerable to things.
Right.
And you start thinking more about, well, maybe I won't be at the next one for health reasons or the final. But we had this the same type situation. And I don't know if you remember Charles and Carl Pearson.
Right.
Very, I mean, just super great guys. Good athletes, just could do anything. And were very successful. And then they had problems. And they're no longer with us.
Right.
And we were hit a little bit by the Vietnam era, not as much as some other areas, but we were.
Right. Well, that was, like I was telling you earlier, oddly enough, of the 26 that we have lost, none of them were because of Vietnam. I mean, which sort of is unusual, since we were very involved at that time. Mm-hmm. That was the time of that our class would have had a lot of people involved in the Vietnam War, including Royce. So, but
he was a big seal, though. I mean, he was tough.
Well, he was, but he was vulnerable.
You know, he's a pretty tough judge too.
Oh, well,
very fair, but tough.
Yeah, he's tough on me too. So, but he tries to.
I know better than that, because you guys sit behind us at the ball games. I know who rules the roost there.
Not quite.
You were going to have a partner on today, somebody that you've always been able to count on. But is that true? Could you always count on Jeff Jordan?
It is really funny, because Jeff and I have known each other since we were about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was really dependable.
Mm-hmm.
And I really counted on him being here. And he's the one that called me or emailed me and said, you know, we're going on whatever today is, the 23rd at 2:00, and be there early.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, for once in my life. And Jeff is a no-show, so I don't know. He's supposed to show up at our meeting tonight at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Emil's involved there. You didn't.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there.
You didn't offer us any food,
no.
So I don't know. You know, that may have been the clincher. But no, Jeff's a great guy. He's done his part with this reunion. Mm-hmm. In fact, he has arranged. I'll tell you a little bit about some of our events we're going to do. We're going to make it a 3-day event. We're going to start on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of June. the night of the first, we're going to have some of Royce's world famous barbecue chicken out in our house. Mm-hmm. He's kind him into cooking that, and we're going to start out there, sort of get acquainted, everybody just real casual, but everybody have a good time. Then on Saturday, we're going to provide brochures, and everybody will need a map if they come from out of town, because Murfreesboro has changed so much. There's a lot to be seen here that went here when we were in high school. And then Jeff, in the afternoon, has made arrangements to take everyone that wants to go on a tour of the renovated Central High School, which is now Central Magnet School.
Yes, and thank goodness it's a high school again, or will be fully high school.
Right, well, aren't they going to take it up to high school level?
They're already in high school, but they're going up each class.
Right, so Jeff has made arrangements for that, and then after we do the tour of Central, we'll go across the street to Matt and Kitty Murphy's and have dinner there.
Wow.
So Matt and I started first grade together and got in a lot of trouble together in high school, and but we both made it. And so anyway, we're going to Matt and Kitty's for dinner, and then Sunday morning we're going to have a brunch, and we've invited a few teachers. We don't have many.
Oh, we didn't have any at ours.
But
first one we didn't.
We've got Miss Black, Wardner Black.
Oh, yes.
Taught us English. Now, she finished out with
one of my favorite
Latin.
People.
She was our sophomore sponsor, and we loved her dearly. So, Wardner is going to be, we're counting on her being there. Miss Florence McFerrin.
Oh, yes.
Who was our, taught us wonderful math.
I mean, T. McFerrin's mother
T.
and
McFerrin,
Sam.
T. and Sam, and Jim.
Yeah.
Jim was the youngest.
Okay.
So Ms. McFerrin, and then Ms. Our Spanish teacher.
It couldn't have been Ms. Walmart.
McCrary. No.
She was ours.
Right. Ms. McCrary. Ms. Sammy McCrary. What taught us
sweetest
Spanish.
Lady
yes,
that ever
absolutely.
Was.
So we know those three, and we're hoping they'll be able to come.
Oh, I'm glad Sammy's coming.
But she is a great lady. Mm-hmm. She really is.
She just lost Niles just recently.
Right. But you remember Jimmy Jacobs, who was a year ahead of us. And
there was two Jimmy Jacobs in the same class.
Now, let's see. Jimmy was actually a year ahead of us.
Okay.
But he and I, when we were in Ms. McCrary's class, he was president of the Spanish club, and I was the vice president. So.
Okay.
So you can tell how well we know Spanish.
See?
See, you're right. But we just had great teachers. We had really good teachers. And I think now we can look back and we realize, you know, Ms. Murray, you know, for English. And
oh, loved her to death.
We really, really had some good teachers. And
now, you guys are not going to do like they did in Cookeville. They're going to bring up all the things that they did to their teachers and things like that. Are you going to allow each past student to get up and say things that happened that maybe nobody even knew occurred while you were in school?
Well, I'll tell you who our MC is, and that will give you some clues. Fred Adams is going to be our MC.
Oh, my goodness.
And Fred has agreed to do this, and we're going to have to help him do a little scripting. And probably many of the stories could be about Fred. But and I don't know what Fred will do exactly. We'll probably have some stories, because that is always fun for people to get up and tell some of the things that have gone on. So Fred agreed that he would do the emceeing this time. And
now he can start it off by telling some of his stories
exactly,
to begin with.
Exactly. I think the Adams
boys. It becomes contagious after that.
I think the Adams boys probably could run the whole show. They probably had enough stories between the five.
Probably between the fights between themselves.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I know Royce Carl was a year ahead of us, and Royce played football with him, and Fred was the team manager. And then Andy was a basketball player.
Right.
And so they
were all pretty good athletes.
They were all good athletes. But so Fred's going to be the MC, and I'm sure he will get some stories out of people. Now, our entertainment for Saturday night at Matt Murphy's house is going to be Don Midget. And you remember
Why?
Don? Because he is so talented. He really is.
Don?
Have you heard Don? He can play any 50s and 60s music.
And he's the biggest whiner. He is so aggravating.
He is a good musician, though, and we conned him into doing this. He did marry well.
I'll say that for Don. He married
absolutely.
Well.
Carolyn's a great
yes,
guy.
Yes.
But Don played... He played at my brother's reunion last mm-hmm. year, and I said, Don, you need to do that for us. I'll do it. So he's been looking forward to it, and so he's going to bring his keyboard, and he's our entertainment for the evening.
I hope you've got a hook that will get him off stage.
That's right.
You'll never get him off once he gets started.
He's definitely very talented and a very good musician. So that Don's going to be our entertainment. So we're really looking forward to having some fun things. Then our Sunday event is a brunch at an Embassy Suites.
Is that the biggie?
No, actually, they're all going to be pretty equal. Pardon?
No, the brunch. So you don't have just one place that if they can't make the others, that's the one that they need to come to?
They can come to either come to any of the three or everything.
Okay.
And so we've got it right now pretty evenly divided mm-hmm. about, but some people, a lot of the out of town people we know will come to all three events. And actually Claire mm-hmm. Huddleston Summers mm-hmm. is doing, she's our treasurer and she's taking the application.
Is she bringing Billy with her?
She's bringing Billy with her. Mm-hmm. She's going to have a date that night.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she is keeping up with all the registrations as they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tonight we'll be able to get a good feel for how many. We had a cutoff day of May 1st. We're hoping so that way we can plan meals and have things in good shape for the and name tags, all of those things that need to be done ahead of time. But I think we'll have some. Right now it looks like, we've got at least 40 that plan on doing like all three things. Then we've got some that are just coming maybe for one event.
So that'd be a shame if some of them would miss the others, because that's what it's really all about.
Right. And we're doing one thing a little different this year that we've never done is we're going to have a silent auction, and there are going to be items that pertain either to our class or to Central.
Wow.
So one of them, I just happened to get an extra one of the ornaments mm-hmm. from Country Gourmet,
mm-hmm.
and I found out from Chris Gerbman that this last Christmas they resold one for over $100.
Wow!
So I'm gonna donate one of those.
Can you tell me what it was?
It's the
ornament.
It's the Central High School ornament. Oh, you mean what I paid for it?
No. What exactly is it? Is it the tiger or?
No, it's a ornament that's it depicts
just shows,
the building.
Just
it's,
shows the building.
It's a relief of the building.
Uh huh.
It's really neat. They do one every year.
You're right.
For something different. And
uh-huh.
2 years ago, they did Central High School, mm-hmm. not Central Magnet School, but mm-hmm. Central High School, and they sold out so quickly that people didn't get them because they only do so many of each ornament each year, and they sold out. Well, this year someone had one that they were selling back because a lot of times people will turn in their collection mm-hmm. and Chris will resell them. He just does it sort of a silent auction type. People mm-hmm. will bid on it. And he told me, I think it went for $106.
Wow. Isn't it kind of fun to look in there and see the strong attachment and what Central High School meant to each student?
Oh, I know it. And that's what... we've got some other things donated that are, pertain just to that year or Central.
Mm-hmm.
And Royce is going to go get our composite mm-hmm. down off the wall at Reeve Sane. And Larry Ralston is going to make name badges.
Oh, he did those for us. Did a great job.
So he's going to do that. So, but, it is. It's really neat to be able to go back and tie into things that we did in high school. That was a big time in our lives. It really was.
One thing I noticed, and I hate to keep bringing this up, but over at Cookville, they had enlarged pictures of each individual that had passed on. And they had a board that was set up so each one could go past there. And it was just, mm-hmm. it was almost chilling a little bit to see that board with all the others that were in there.
It really is touching. You think about those are people that meant a lot to you or you mm-hmm. did things with, and then all of a sudden you realize they're not with you anymore. And I'm sure we'll face the same thing in 5 years, that we'll have some that that were here now that won't be here in 5 years. But
you know, one thing about it is, you know, a lot of people are, I guess, are hesitant to come, and maybe things haven't gone right for them, or maybe they've changed a lot. But the thing about it is, once you get in there, and I remember when we had our 50th, I really thought I was in the wrong place because all those people look so much older than me. But, of course, I'm teasing. But after a while, it seems like everything settles, and they're just like they always were. I mean, they start going back in years, and it's so much fun. And then you recall all the great things you used to do.
Things you did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, too, because I know people – the one reunion Royce and I didn't make – was the 10-year, because we were mm-hmm. living in California at the time, and we didn't get back for that one. But I know people said that, you know, each reunion, the first reunion, everybody's trying to impress people, you know, this mm-hmm. is what I've done, this is, you know, all the
silly
schooling
stuff.
I've had, things like that. You see, as each reunion goes on, that doesn't make that much difference.
No.
Everybody's just really happy to be together. They look at things times they had together when they were in high school, and that's a lot more important than what you've accomplished. Because if by the time you get to your 50-year reunion, if you haven't had something that wasn't exactly like you wanted it to be in your life, you're either lying or, you know, you're abnormal, because everybody's had something. And everybody just accepts it, and I think that's what's nice about it. Everybody just is really happy to get back together, and I know our teachers are happy. The ones we've talked to mm-hmm. are really excited about coming to see everybody. And
over the years, when you'd have special teachers show up for certain things, of course, you mentioned Ms. Black, who's just mm-hmm. one of the sweetest yeah. ladies that ever was, and they're all so nice, but it seems like that each class would kind of pick the same teachers when they wanted them to come yeah. to some of their occasions. And I've always thought maybe sometimes we might miss out, because some of my toughest teachers were not the ones that were invited, and I've always kind of felt a little uneasy and a little bad about yeah. that, because you know, they all have their own personalities, and some are just come out as sweeter than others. But now that a lot of them have gone by, you know, you really miss them.
Excuse me. Well, we try to, and you know, open the invitation. In the past, of course, now mm-hmm. we're at a point where we don't have that many. Mm-hmm. But I know our last 10-year reunion, we had Miss Hopgood there. Of course, you remember Miss Hopgood well.
Yes.
And I mean, if we didn't learn a lesson from her in high school, we learned a lesson from her at the reunion. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was like we had given her, you know, we had given her her chance to say things, mm-hmm. but she thoroughly enjoyed coming. And I know somebody had to go pick her up and bring her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she couldn't drive or anything at that time, but it was one of the highlights of her year, was to get to come to that reunion. And so, but you're right. I'm sure there are some teachers, and they may have been invited earlier on. We're down mm-hmm. to just the fact that we don't have that many mm-hmm. left now to invite. But
that's unfortunate, too. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Susan Turner Taylor.
It's time for the 2012 season of Atlanta Braves baseball. As the new season kicks off, we'll bring you every jack.
Ugla hits it in the air, left center field. Did he get number two? Oh, yes, he did.
And every huge win.
Freeman waiting. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle and through. Base hit. And the Braves have beaten the Giants.
Right here.
The Braves. Yeah, we got them. WGNS, Murfreesboro. Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
For the best selection of Blue Raider gear in the borough, you need to check out Lightning's Locker Room. They're on Ridgely Road or online at lightningslockerroom.com. John Brockwell has a showroom full of blue and white gear, shirts, tees, hats, and many items I'd challenge you to find anywhere else, and I know you won't find them at a better price. Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's off Broad Street, a division of Ideas Tees. Lightning's Locker Room.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS.
In today's tough economy, there is one real estate team that stands out from the rest. Ann Hoken Associates has built a reputation of success throughout Rutherford County. Ann's professional staging and exceptional service will combine to help sell your home in a timely manner. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke and Associates.
Now, Good Neighbor Events. This coming Tuesday night, conversations about the end of life care. It's absolutely free. And it's Tuesday night at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. There will be a panel discussing end-of-life care, as well as opportunities for you to ask questions. Dr. James Nunnery, the Director of Palliative Medicine at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, along with local attorney John Blankenship and Middle Tennessee Medical Center's chaplain Jeff Fryer, plus Teresa Quantz from Alive Hospice, and I'm honored to be the moderator. That's at 7 o'clock this coming Tuesday night at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Yes, it is free, but space is limited and they need to know that you're coming. Call Faye Northcutt Knox at 896-4663. If you have any questions, go to the WGNS website and look under Local Events. And there will be more AARP driving classes. For senior citizens who complete the safe driving course, you get a certificate good for a 3-year discount in your auto insurance. If you have questions, call the local AARP instructor, Bob Paradis. His number is 409-6039. Those are Good Neighbor Events.
Hi, I'm Don Patterson, an internal medicine physician with Middle Tennessee Medical Group, a new multi-specialty office dedicated to the health and well-being of you and your family. Our physicians provide expertise in family and internal medicine, as well as other specialties. Middle Tennessee Medical Group offers 2 locations in Murfreesboro for your convenience. To make an appointment with a Middle Tennessee Medical Group physician, call 396-6800 or visit middletnmedicalgroup.com.
Weatherize. This afternoon, mostly sunny skies continue with high temperatures near 60 degrees. We'll have a northwest wind between 15 and 20. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low near 40. I'm WGNS meteorologist Anthony Kramer.
Right now, it's 59.
Hi, this is Mike, owner of Maple Street Grill, inviting you to come and experience our uncorked area. We also offer a new tapas and wine menu in our uncorked area. And Uncorked is open Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to midnight, now featuring live music from 9 to midnight.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
I'm back on. Thanks, Zach. We want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Gordon Ralston Photography. And they're at 315 Hickerson Drive. And that's here in Murfreesboro. You can reach them at 396-8776 or on the internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. And Al Gordon, a master craftsman, photographer, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman, both hometown guys, are the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, operating a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. They specialize in weddings, and we're getting that time again, high school seniors, that also, and family portraits. Their work is classic yet current with a creative edge. Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston looks forward to meeting you and will treat you like family. And they are local guys.
They are local. And actually, they're going to do our, they're doing our class pictures for our class reunion.
Well, are Larry and Al both going to be there or just Larry?
Probably both of them. I don't know. But Larry, of course, was one of our classmates. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is his thing, mm-hmm. and he does a great job. He photographed a lot of my grandchildren, too. So
I think of Larry being older than me. I don't understand why that. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
I think it's all running together now.
You know, you can run you can see him over at Jackson Heights at the movie theater. He manages that.
Oh, Larry does?
Yes, does a great job.
That's great.
It reminds me so much of the Prince's Theater mm-hmm. when I go in there. It just has that same mm-hmm. kind of feeling.
Yeah, the Prince's Theater is something we miss, too. I mean, it's a shame to see some of those things.
You know, wouldn't it be great if we still had the Prince's Theater and you could rent and block out the theater just for the students coming in for their reunion or something like that. Wouldn't it be wonderful?
It would be great. Have you seen what they've done with the old Franklin Theater?
No.
They have completely renovated it, mm-hmm. and they have events there all the time over in Franklin, mm-hmm. right down off the square.
Is it in the same location or did they change it?
Same location. It's the same theater.
Wow.
They went in and raised the money to... Historic Franklin raised mm-hmm. the money, or Franklin Tomorrow raised the money to restore it, and it is beautiful. But they've got it set up where you can have parties there mm-hmm. or, you know, shows, run movies and stuff. But yeah, I think it would really be nice if we still had the Prince's Theater.
That would be the perfect situation. But yep, you know, you remember, and you probably did this, you remember Gary Davis.
Right.
And years ago, when the WGNS was over the French shop, he would be the disc jockey there, and he would play records. And every once in a while, I'd go up and help him play the records. And either one of the students would call for their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, call and ask for a particular record
right,
for them.
Right, right.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I'll tell you a little story. You know Martha Jo Brandon?
Yes.
She's Newman. Martha Jo Brandon Newman. Her brother, Charles, played football. Mm-hmm. And
Oh, really? Charles played football?
You remember Charles Brandon?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Charles played football.
I'm teasing.
You're teasing me. And I thought, you got to remember that. But I can remember one time, everybody used to go to the Saturday movie, you know, 25 cents. And mm-hmm. that's if you told them you were under 13. Mm-hmm. But Martha Jo was sitting down on the front row, and she had her feet propped up on the steam heater and accidentally hit the little handle or something, and the steam started going off. Someone yelled fire and cleared out the theater. So, you know, that was the Saturday movie everybody used to go see.
Now, I would have figured that Charles would have done something like that, not Martha Jo.
Martha Jo could do that, too. So, but
did you really have class clowns in your class?
I'm not going to reveal them, but we did. We did. We had really good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Probably Fred Adams was one. Mm-hmm. Carol French. Mm-hmm. Carol French Willis now. Mm-hmm. We had some. Joey Metis could hold his own with anybody.
I got to call him. I have his telephone number.
Yeah, Joey, you ought to have Joey on here sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, he stays out on the tractor, I think, half the time.
Right. But Joey's very involved in this reunion. Joey, I need to tell you some of the people that were really working on it, because mm-hmm. everybody's working hard to make it happen. Claire Huddleston Summers, mm-hmm. Charlene Norris, mm-hmm. Ann Fisher Knoll. Ann was our drum majorette.
Yeah, right.
Did an outstanding job with Miss Hamp's band. And Joey, Larry, I drag Royce in. Mm-hmm. And because that's the only way he gets a meal on that night.
Right.
Is if he goes with me to the meetings. Mm-hmm. And
poor thing's having to cook, too, at one of the other ones.
Yeah, but he enjoys that. Uh-huh. He enjoys that. That's it. If you want to come out, he'll feed you some barbecue chicken, too. The twins, Allison, Martha Kelton, mm-hmm. except... And I'm drawing a blank here. Martha Rowlett, mm-hmm. and Alice, I've drawn a blank on it. But anyway,
you came in here without notes.
I know it. I'll find the name. I don't want to leave anybody out, but we've got a lot of people helping Jeff's wife, Dawn, who probably
doing everything.
I was going to say, judging from today, she's probably more credible than Jeff.
Yeah.
But at least she would have shown up here with me today and wouldn't left me here to fend for myself. But Dawn's working on registration. Let me think who else is in our committee. We've got about 10 to 15 actively working to help us with everything.
Now, are they calling? How are they contacting the people?
Contacting people in your class. What we did is we took our last directory from 10 years ago, took our class book. We got somebody, actually it's a friend of mine that had the time to do it, and said it took all our information. We set up a database. We've done email blast, all the emails we could get that and we've got about 60 on the email distribution list, which is pretty good. We've sent out emails, but we've done one big mailing that included our whole agenda, directory information form, registration form, and everything they needed about the event. And so that's what we're hoping to get all the, you know, we've requested that all of the registration forms be in by May 1st so that we're putting together a directory of information about everybody. And so we're looking at doing that. But we've really had good contacts, but we've really tried to make an effort to reach everybody we could. So we're down to 20, which we think that's really pretty good.
That's excellent.
Considering that, we've had to scramble, and some of them we found through Google, you know. It's amazing what you can find anymore on people. But some of them we just simply cannot find addresses.
Have you got a list of those you can't find? In case somebody is listening that may know where they are.
I don't think I brought that list. We have a Facebook page, and they're on the Facebook page.
Oh, okay, good.
And that's our Facebook page is CHS Class of 62, and they could go to that Facebook page, or if they wanted to email me or Claire, my email is just Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at mtsu.edu, and I could give them names of people that that we're looking for.
Good.
I know Danny Shearer is one that we're looking that we haven't found. We found a few just by chance that we had on the list.
You'll find some of them live right here.
Well, that's it. We think some of them are in the area, but we just cannot locate addresses for them. But if somebody could email me, taylor@mtsu.edu, or Claire's is CHS, let me see what her email address is.
See, if Jeff had come.
I know it. I didn't.
You could feed off each other, and that wouldn't have been any problem.
That's right.
But it's all his fault.
We'll blame it on him anyway. Yeah. But if anybody emails me, I've got the list on my, and I've got the, in fact, I've got the database on my system.
Now, people coming in from outside the area, are you making arrangements for them?
We have, when we sent the packet out, we gave them a list of, we tried to keep the hotels in the same area. Like we got the Embassy Suites. They've given us a cut on their room rates
for
people that want to be there, because we're having the event there on Sunday too. But we've included other hotels in the area. We've got the Hampton Inn. And again, if anybody heard this, knew somebody from out of town, you know, we can give them the contact information, telephone number, and everything. But we've got the Hampton Inn, the Doubletree, Embassy Suites. There's a Comfort Suites out there. We gave them a list about 8 different hotels so that we had a price range that, you know, whatever you wanted to pay. So we tried to accommodate that. We're going to have information, you know, like I said, maps, things that are going on in Murfreesboro, a map of MTSU for people that went to MTSU that would like to go back over and tour the campus. There's so much going on on our campus right now that, you know, I think people that had graduated from MTSU would really like to see some of our new new buildings. The new student union building may be open by June 1st. They were hoping it was going to be, and it is absolutely state of the art. So
MTSU is second to none anymore.
That's absolutely
They really are.
That's right.
They have done wonderful things, and and I'm so glad that you're doing different things, because, you know, sometimes people feel a little uneasy going into certain settings, and you. But I guarantee you, at this stage in their life, they need to make everything, because it's just, I wouldn't want to miss anybody. And I'm afraid at our last, at our 50th class reunion, I did miss some. I really did.
Well, that's what we've tried when we started doing this. We thought, we knew there were some things some people wouldn't come to. We knew a lot of people would not get up, get dressed up a lot. So we've tried to have a real casual event, a semi-casual, you know, a little more formal at Matt's beautiful home, and then the brunch on Sunday. So that sort of wraps
it up. Why are they
going
to dress up to go to Matt's?
Because he is a Rutherford County dignitary. I mean, you know, his family and the Murphys, and so we. But of course, Matt's got to be.
I'm related to the Lytles. Now, I thought the Lytles were a little bit more important than the Murphys.
Well, Matt and Kitty both are very generous, and they're looking forward to having the dinner at their house that night. And so, Matt.
I still miss his daddy.
Yeah. Oh, I
really do.
Well, Matt and I started first grade together, and probably, you know, we had the training school bunch, and of course, there were only like 32 of us, but we went from first grade to eighth grade together. You know, you didn't, we didn't have two classes, we just had the one. And I can remember our second grade going over to the Murphy's house on Cherry Lane and watching the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II on a little black and white TV.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
bless her heart. She's been in there a long time, hasn't she?
A long time. But, you know, Matt living across from Central, it's going to work out good. Jeff set up the tour of Central, and then we'll just migrate over to Matt's house for dinner. And so it's going to all sort of fall in place. But we've tried to have, we've really tried to have something for everybody and make it affordable. And because people coming from out of town, naturally, they're going to be spending, you know, $4 a gallon of gas. They're going to be spending a little more to come. So we wanted to make it where it would be affordable for everybody.
Now, you're going to break them up a little bit from the ones who went to grammar school, like Mitchell Nelson, Critchlow, of course, training school back then, and all the others.
Well, Larry's gonna take pictures. Like with anybody that wants a group of their classmates from grade school, we'll do that. And so that's always nice. I mean, there we have a nice little group from campus school. Well, it was training school then. That still, you know, we'll get pictures, and that's always nice. That's always nice.
You guys had it made, because y'all could walk to anywhere you wanted to go back then.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
That was your part of town.
That was our part of town. I mean, if I didn't go on a pair of skates, it was on a bicycle. And, you know, like Royce and I said, you know, our parents, you know, we went out the door at 8, in the morning, and as long as we showed up for supper, they didn't worry. But now you can't quite do that. I mean, which is unfortunate. But you know, we really did have a good life here in Murfreesboro.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice place to grow up, and it's still a good place to, you know, for kids to grow up.
Best place in the world.
You just have a little different. You know, we've got more people, and we can't quite do what we did. One person I did leave off a little while ago, probably the most talented person in our class, is Martha Jo Brandon Newman. She has done some of the art and stuff for us and put together our, we're doing a directory of information on everybody, that everybody does their own information, what they want to put in the directory. But Martha Jo is so talented and can draw so well. And
I never would have figured that.
Oh, she's very talented.
Is she?
Very talented, yeah. And always has been. But she's doing some of our artwork and stuff for us.
I still miss their dad, too. Oh, used to buy shoes
that's
from
right,
him.
That's right.
Over at Goldstein.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, things like that we forget about. Mm-hmm. We forget about.
I wonder how many stores are on the square that were there when we were kids. Are there any left? I know Mullins has just left.
And Mullins and Bell Jewelers.
Yeah.
And, well, we had Mullins, Bell's, and Altman's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, look at all the drugstores.
Yeah,
we had
I think
Stickney
about,
and Griffiths. And,
about five or six on the
yeah,
square.
Harrison, Stickney yeah. and Griffiths, Tarpley's.
Mowdy's.
It was Mowdy's. Yeah. You know, that was our hangout after school. You'd go to Mowdy's and get a...
Jimmy Thompson and I would go down to Henry's off East Main Street.
Actually, Claire and Andy Womack and I in a group, that we would actually go to Henry's more because
mm-hmm.
we all lived out that way. Mm-hmm. And so we'd walk home together. And
had the best limeade I have ever
absolutely.
Drunk. After you practicing 2 hours of football and walking down there, you were dry.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, because Mr. Pate worked you out pretty good.
Oh, yes, yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah. yeah.
But he was a legend, too. So, Royce thought a lot of me. I'm sure you did,
mm-hmm.
too. There are probably times you might have had other feelings, but he was a great guy. Probably made a...
You think of everybody that we had that were teachers at Central. Mm-hmm. Certain ones really had more of an impact on us than
right.
others.
Right.
But they were also vital in our structure as we were growing
right.
up.
Right.
And a lot of times, the thing that bothers me when we were going through high school is I don't think that we ever told the teachers how much they meant to us after we left. I know while you're there, you're kind of polishing an apple if you're going
right.
up there and tell them how great they are. But I don't think we ever did that the way we should have.
I tell you one that I had the opportunity to tell her how much I thought of her, and I'm glad I did. You remember Ms. Clark?
Yes, Ms. Rebecca Clark.
Rebecca Clark. Mm-hmm. I had Ms. McFerrin for 2 years and Ms. Mm-hmm. Clark for 2 years. In 4 years of high school, I made 1A in math. But when I got to college, I knew math so well that they recommended me for higher
especially
math.
Especially algebra. Oh.
I know. But Ms. Clark was so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, and her heart was in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't take anything for what we learned from her. And Royce felt the same way. I mean, he was competing with guys from all over the country mm-hmm. in math up at the Naval Academy. And what he learned from Ms. McFerrin and Ms. Clark carried us through. I mean, she was, but I had the opportunity to go back after my freshman year in college and tell her how much I appreciated what she had done for me. And I was glad because she passed away like a year later.
Yeah.
You know, but we really were fortunate with our teachers. But we're just hoping if anybody's listening to this and maybe maybe Jeff is out on the streets.
Jeff who?
Shaking hands with people and encouraging mm-hmm. them to come to the class reunion. But, you know,
we've already given him enough airtime.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
If you're passionate about restaurant management and committed to service excellence, Demas's is looking for managers like you. Demas's Restaurants, family-owned and operated for over 20 years, has a well-established reputation as an amazing dining experience with the highest quality and service standards in the industry. Demas's Restaurant is committed to one thing, customers, which is why our business has continued to grow during slow economic times. Demas's will teach you everything you need in order to be successful. Go to demasrestaurants.com and click on Work at Demas's to apply.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Benjamin Franklin started the nation's first successful fire insurance company in 1752. While America has changed over the years, our basic human needs have stayed the same. We still need protection from loss. I'm Doran Claiborne, president of Farmer Brothers Insurance. At Farmer Brothers, we know peace of mind is just as valuable today as it was in 1752. If you need insurance insurance for your home, your car, your business, give us a call. You can depend on Farmer Brothers. I'm Doran Claiborne, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Spring is the perfect time to nurture your lawn and garden for great results later. This is Rich Schmidt with more spring savings from Haynes True Value Hardware. Right now, Haynes True Value Hardware has a 16-pound bag of Green Thumb Weed and Feed Lawn Fertilizer for only $11.99 while supplies last. This powerful formula controls over 200 broadleaf weeds, including dandelion and chickweed, and it provides controlled-release nitrogen for extended feeding. Take advantage of this bargain of the month today at $11.99 while supplies last from Haynes True Value Hardware behind Resane Drugstore on Memorial.
This is Kim Hilsman from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Come on down. We've got supplements, herbs, a wide variety of foods. We've also got pet foods, personal care items. So come see us and talk to me or any one of my staff. Sunshine Nutrition Center in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
If you know someone who has gone the extra mile, nominate them to be Good Neighbor of the Day. Just send those nominations to news@wgnsradio.com or stop in our studios at 306 South Church Street.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with us. And we have one of my favorite ladies, Susan Turner Taylor. And, of course, everybody knows that she's married to the distinguished judge, circuit judge here in Rutherford County, Royce Taylor, who has a strong background in other areas. Of course, almost everybody knows by now that he was a Navy SEAL and part of that great outfit that has done so much, that has become worldwide, that everybody has gained so much respect for their particular group. And I can understand how great they are, because Royce was one of them, and he still carries that what, Susan?
No, he just says he gets too much credit.
No, he does not. He does not. But I know that as a wife, it's your duty to make sure you take him down a notch or two every once in a while. So you're doing your job, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a great guy, but and he definitely enjoyed the SEAL team, and that was just a different part of our lives, and we both look back on that as a great experience. But I think now with a lot more public acknowledgement about the SEAL team, sometimes he does say that he gets more credit. He says he's a few pounds heavier and a few years older now. But
let's go back to your school again.
Okay.
Now, you got is it three or four events that you're going to have?
We're actually having four events.
Four,
we're
going to
have on Friday night. And this is June 1st through 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, June the 1st, we're going to have barbecue chicken out at our place on Sulphur Springs Road. We're out at Nice's Meal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have the first kickoff event there where everybody sort of get reacquainted.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a lot of people pitching in to help out there. It's so we're looking.
Are they going to wear their little name tags?
We're going to have name tags
and
for pictures. Everybody.
Pictures.
We're going to go the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have brochures and things for them to pick up to have for their whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But since Murfreesboro has grown and we have so much more to offer around town, that we want them to have things, make sure they can find their way around and go to things. Saturday morning. If anyone is interested in golf, we have some people that we can put them with to help them set up a golf game, and I think we do have some interest there. We are not scheduling a golf game per se as the committee, but we put people in touch with other people that are interested in golf.
Have you got a place set up?
I think Old Fort Park is what they're looking at. And then Saturday afternoon at 4, we're going to Jeff Jordan has set up, made arrangements for us to the group to go over to Central Middle School, which was Central High School.
Have you got a backup plan?
Right, I'm not going there. But what's Central Magnet School now, of course, was Central High School. And I know we've got over 31 people already signed up to go on the tour of Central.
Oh, they'll love that.
And they say, they say it's beautiful now that they've redone it. And then we migrate across the street from Central to Matt and Kitty Murphy's house for dinner on Saturday evening. Matt was one of our illustrious members of the and we could probably just sit here and talk about Matt all afternoon, because Matt had a way of getting into things that he was always happened to be there. Anyway, we're going to Matt and Kitty's for dinner. And then Sunday morning, we're going to Embassy Suites for brunch. So we've got something something
they
for everybody.
They really work well with the community, don't they?
Embassy Suites is great. They really are. They really want to be a community partner, and they really do work with you on things. I've worked with them on several things that they've been very, very gracious.
Last time I was over there, the place was packed with all kinds of things going on. It was amazing.
It's amazing how well they're doing. But actually, the Embassy Suites is second only to the Opryland Hotel for our 10-county region in size, as far as what they can accommodate. So they, and they're very, very nice to work with. But
how many people in your class actually left this area and have been, do you know what percentage of them? Because I know that we have still have a large contingency of us people that stayed right here, but we've had a number of them that have left, but they still stay in touch with us. It's just like that they had never gone once you start talking to them.
We haven't had, I don't think we had that many that left the area. We've got some that are, you know, down toward in Huntsville, within 50 to 100 miles. But we've got some that are pretty, we've got some in California, some in Florida. We do have some that will be coming distances. You probably remember Carl Dietrich. Dietrich, Susan Ezell.
Right.
They're both in Florida. We've got, in, I think, Jane Lamb's in Florida. So we've got several that we think, and we're pretty sure Carl's coming, Susan's coming. And we do have some in Texas. We have some, you remember Thurst, let's see, draw a blank again.
No, I don't remember him.
Oh, Clark Thurston.
Yeah, I remember Clark. Thurston.
Yeah, yeah, Clark Thurston.
He played football.
Well, his wife was in our class, Betsy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so Betsy also Thurston. So Clark and Betsy are in Texas. They're coming back. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at, got some in Knoxville, some in Oak Ridge. So you remember Chief Powers?
Yes.
His granddaughter lives up in Oak Ridge. She would play basketball. You remember Donna Powers?
Yes.
Played basketball with Nancy Palmer Webb and Janice Alsop. And we had some great basketball players. And so we've got a good group coming back. So
Janice Alsop was the skinniest basketball player I ever saw.
She was a good basketball
player. She was a good basketball player.
Very good basketball player. Right. And so Donna and Janice, I hope Donna comes. I haven't gotten the whole list of who all's coming yet, but we're looking for a good group. But we're just hoping that if anybody hasn't heard about it, or they haven't gotten their letter because we didn't have a good address, we would hope that they would call or email, and we'll get them.
Now let's tell them again who to call.
They can, well, I don't have Claire's telephone number with me. Mm-hmm. They can call me, 615-890-1866, or email me at Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at mtsu.edu. And we will get the information in a packet to them. Claire's been really good about sending out packets when we get names in of people that we didn't have on our original mail out. So we'll make sure they get all the information they need.
What if it's somebody and they're not sure that they're going to be able to be there during that time, and then all of a sudden things open up, and can they still come?
You know what? We would probably accommodate them.
Yeah.
The only thing we're really requesting is as much as possible, like we're trying to get as many registrations in so that when we start planning for food and items we need to plan for, like the gifts and stuff we've got for people, we really, particularly the meals, we need to know numbers. So if people can call.
Especially when you come to someone's house or come to your house or whatever, right. You need to know.
We need to know, just planning the food.
Yeah.
But, we don't want drop-ins that night. I mean, if somebody calls us, calls a few days ahead of time.
Oh, I was planning on dropping in.
Well, you can come. I mean, you can come.
I'm hungry already.
We need to know you're going to be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't just show up that night. Call and let us know. Just like Betsy Clark is going to come.
You're going to let Betsy come?
Betsy's going
to come. She's too old for your group.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's our mentor.
Uh-huh.
But her sister.
She is your mentor?
Her sister Kay was in our class.
Uh-huh.
So she's going to come on behalf of Kay. So
bless her heart.
Her. But so that's the main thing is for meals and planning purposes, we really need reservations in for things.
You guys are going to have a great time.
I think we are. I think we're going to have a really good time.
I'm envious of you.
You can come. I told you you could come, and we.
They won't let me in. They say, "Who is that old man?"
If we let Don Midget come, we could let.
If you let Don come, anybody can come. Right. All right, class of 62, you've heard it now. You need to start responding. And we're gone, Susan. That's it.
Thank you so much. And we hope this will get a few more of our people that we haven't been in touch with, but we hope it'll encourage people to come.
Please come, because you will regret it if you don't. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.